was a quiet but busy kind of trade action for a Monday. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Is it the summer doldrums that are weighing into this market trade, or is a trade just saying, hey, we'll just deal with what happens and there's not enough to motivate? We're going to find all that out today with Darren Fessler. Darren joins us. He is with Lakefront Futures. And so let's kind of start out there. You talked about it being quiet, but a busy type of trade action.
Yeah, you kind of have a month in, you know, we're quickly approaching and start of a new school year as well. You just kind of got that end of summer. Yeah, let's just see how things play out. Now, it could be just the week. We have a huge economic macro week with a lot of data coming at us. We have jobs, inflation, Fed interest rate decisions. And then you have quite a bit of rain that moved over across the region over the last few weeks here. You've had some warmer temperatures, but the temperatures are going to cool down here once we get through this hot patch. And then the 7-10 day forecast showing more rain. So, you know, the idea that, you know, the USDA continues to suggest that, hey, this could be a record crop, well, it's, you know, at this very juncture, it's hard to argue that. And based on some of our modeling, it's suggesting somewhere in that ballpark of 181 bushel crop. Now, will it, you know, at the end of the day, will it get realized? You know, who knows? But right now, overall, is there issues out there? Maybe in certain areas, yes, there always is. But generally speaking, this is a pretty decent sized crop. And then as obviously we're looking towards the August time frame and the critical month for beans, it just does not seem to be like we're going to have this big threat to start the month of August.
Is the doldrums going to get past? Are we going to be able to move beyond that? And
yeah, I mean, I think we'll get past it. We always do. I mean, we're into the seasonal tendencies here to be a little bit more bearish as well. Continuation of the corn, a little bit more bearish in the beans. But we're obviously going to be watching what some of those yields are in the South. And you know, I've always thought if the yields are decent in the South, that's usually something that will transpire as we move north. But when I look at Iowa, I look at Illinois, it's hard to argue that some of these areas are not good. I mean, I look at Nebraska and I think it's really good. So, you know, as I've been saying the whole summer, this market needs a catalyst and I just don't see one yet. And I think that's where a lot of the frustration among producers are, especially when you start looking at cash levels. It's pretty scary out there in some aspects because cost of production is year over year higher, and you don't have a very good cash price. So if we don't have the cash price, we're going to need a yield. But at the end of the day, I still believe, we've been saying this all summer, 20, 40 cent rallies in corn, they're all selling opportunities until otherwise. And same thing with the beans, 50, 60, 70 cent rallies. Once you get them, you have to be willing to reward them. And I think there's a lack of willingness for multiple reasons. And probably the biggest one among producers is, well, I don't want to sell at 450 on the board because I'm not profitable there. Very, you know, I think that's a very stout argument, a very good one too. But it's just what the market's given us. And I don't think we can force a trade at this very moment. I think the biggest thing to watch moving forward in the next couple of weeks is going to be the August WASDE report. Now, if we look back to last year when the spread started to change, that indicated a bottom of a market. Now, we're watching the spreads very closely. So spreads from one contract month to the next, they are the canaries of the coal mine. And until those start to change course, it's probably going to see a little bit more pressure, generally speaking, among the corn and the bean markets.
Corn below $4. You've been talking about it. Everybody's been talking about it. Be prepared for this to happen. And we saw this in a Monday trade.
Yeah, this should shock nobody. The USDA, a lot of private analysts, we've been forecasting this big crop if the weather pans out. And, you know, I've been joking on Twitter about this. This is the wettest 89-year drought that I've ever seen in my life. And it's just, I think a lot of things are coming to alignment here where we've got some rain where it mattered, when it mattered. and this crop is on its way to a fairly good size. Now, again, you got to finish this stuff. You got to have some pretty good grain fill. I remember a few years ago, it got very hot in August, and it fell flat on its face. Do we see the same type of thing? Well, the models don't foresee that right now. Again, I think and I perceive that there's going to be a lot of corn moving during harvest. And I perceive that there is going to be a lot of re-ownership, whether that be on the board or options. I don't think guys are willing to give up ownership at these levels, even if they have to get some cash flow moving.
So let's switch gears and take a look at the livestock side of the trade action. Two big reports that came out on Friday, and the market's not really reacting, I think, like many had thought it might in a Monday trade.
No, again, it's just very quiet there. I mean, it was not quiet at the open. Fat cattle, feeder cattle, all gapped higher. Record long length here to manage money. There's no surprise. I mean, you look at the cattle on feed Friday, it was bullish. Cattle are bullish. There's nothing. It's where is the high? Nobody knows. Same thing with the hogs here. We've had a really nice run in a lot of these markets. They continue higher here as well. So again, after a little pullback here in the hogs, we're seeing some upward trends yet again. But it's just the focus on cattle and these numbers. We've been talking about the last few years now. The numbers just aren't there. And the fundamentals behind cattle continue to back the trade. Momentum is very, very strong. However, I want to warn guys, this is a seasonal tendency to be bearish. The most seasonal tendency to be bearish for feeder cattle and fat cattle coming up here starting next month.
And of course, as we get ready to wrap up this month, what is your kind of thought process that we should really be on the forefront of heading into this trading month of August?
I think first and foremost is the macro issues and how that impacts the dollar. Dollar screaming higher here so far this morning, probably put some headwinds beyond these grains here. But again, selling opportunities on any type of 20 to 40 cent rallies, corn, 50 to 70 cent rally, and beans. Those are all selling opportunities for producers.
All right. Of course, great conversation that we had today with Darren Fessler with Lakefront Futures. A quick reminder to everybody, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's the Monday market wrap-up on the American Ag Network.